Oh, hey, we're here. So, we just got in. What are you doing? Just laying around? Yeah, we can see. Well, I'll give you some points right away for answering your phone quickly, for being in your bedroom, for having the lights on. Congratulations! Maybe you do like us. Well, I had my doubts. Oh, you know, out at a party. Friends from school. Listen, we can do the small talk thing if you like, but not like this. Let's see puppy pose. Good. Yeah, boxers down. That's right, all the way back. Look, I do believe you're getting hard exposing yourself. Good point, Kayla. Hey, tell us, do you have rock-hard six-pack abs? No? Doesn't matter. We want to see them. Come on. Kayla says it's not really puppy pose unless we see your belly, too. That's right. Up with the shirt. Besides, it's only fair. You got to see a lot more of us out by the pool yesterday. Yeah, no, that's no six-pack. That's okay. You're probably like 30 anyway. Plus, your hard work counts the most. So, are you ready to stroke it for us? Oh, really? You want us to come down there? No, that's right. My daddy's not home tonight. What if we wanted you to come up here? Yeah? Who's the eager boy? What if we made you come up just like that? You know, boxers down to your knees and shirt pulled up over your belly. You'd look ridiculous hobbling slowly down the hallway with your dick bouncing side to side like a pervo zombie. Yeah. And Kayla says you have to stay hard the whole way. We'd watch you come down the hallway, and if you lose your hard on, you have to go back to your room and start over. He hates the idea. We should totes make him do that later. Okay. Listen. We want you to just start teasing that hard dick of yours. Just one finger, though. Yeah. That's right. Slowly. Up and down. Do you like that? Feels good. Would probably feel better if you used your whole hand, though, huh? That wasn't permission. Just tease yourself. It's time to get horny, not time to get off. 'Cause I want to tell you about this awesome picture I got last night. Thank you so much for this. Your cock is so hard here. And I love the extra touch of the little string of pre-cum connecting your dick to the doorknob. Obviously I liked it, or you wouldn't have. Obviously I liked it, or I wouldn't have called you. So much better than seeing your dick from so far away like this. Yeah, well, thanks for the invite. Might have to visit you tonight. Your dick looks so suckable here. Groaning. You're getting pretty hot, huh? Well, I want to be nice to you for sending me that nice picture. So, go ahead. You can wrap your whole hand around that cock. give it a few full strokes. But I'm going to make it like I'm stroking you. I'm going to control your hand. You can take one stroke each time I say the word. Get it? Say thank you. Well, you're welcome, boner boy. Okay. Stroke. 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 Too slow. Stroke. Stroke. Okay, enough of that. Let's just go back to fingers. You can use two fingers. But you have to go side to side rather than up and down. When you do it like that, it kind of looks like you're rubbing a clit. That's cute. Hey, I've got to ask you. Let's talk about the performance you did for me last night. Well, I wouldn't say I didn't enjoy it. It's true, I didn't open the door. But... tell me, how did you feel doing that? Well, I saw someone outside my door masturbating for me, but to tell you the truth, that happens so often, it might not have been you. So you tell me what you did, and I'll tell you if it was you I saw. Well, nerves, you know. Of course you were soft when you got here. I can understand that. I would never expose myself in the hallway where just anyone could see me. So how long do you think it took to get hard like you were in the picture? Yeah? 'Cause you were so close to coming before, huh? Tell me this. Of things you did in the hallway last night, which I totes appreciate, which one do you think that I would be the most impressed with? Like, what was the hardest to do? Oh, yeah? Edging until pre-cum dripped out on the carpet. That was hot. Could you feel my eyes on you while you were doing it? You were hoping? Did it make you hot thinking I might be watching you? Awesome. Go ahead and play with yourself any way you want. I was just gonna remind you to say thank you. But you did it without being reminded. That's so sweet. I'm blushing. So, keep stroking. I want you to feel really good while I tell you something about last night. But stop if you're gonna come. Okay. The truth is, I wasn't able to see any of your perving last night. Well, because I sent you to the wrong door. Well, I don't live in 312, silly. That's the janitor. That old Romanian guy or whatever. He lives there. I don't really want you to know where I live yet, so after I hung up, I went and put my jewelry on his doorknob. keep stroking. I want you to try to come, but stop before you do, okay? So, I tricked you into masturbating outside an old man's apartment. Isn't that mean of me? What if he'd looked out his peephole? Oh, he would have been all, what the fuck, in Romanian speak or whatever? God, that's too funny. You're still trying to come, right? Hey, don't feel bad. Don't you know that girls love a guy that make them laugh? Okay. Maybe you don't think it's as funny as I do, so go back to just one finger. Frustrating? So what? It's supposed to be. That's what you get. Let me ask you. Suppose I told you last night to go jack yourself off, outside the janitor's apartment just because I wanted you to. Would you have done it? See? I'll take that as a no, which is too bad. Because it makes me want to make you do that now. Yeah. To go jack off the janitor's door. But then I won't be able to suck you off tonight. And that picture you sent made me really want to, lick you. Slowly. Up and down. Round and round your head. Till your boner is dripping. And then slowly push my mouth down onto it. Feeling your hard-on slide across my tongue. And just suck you till your eyes roll back. And you cry out in relief. One finger, remember? Don't get greedy. I told you that if you did what I asked, I would make you come tonight. And I hoped that I could do it like that. Instead, now I'm thinking I'm gonna put a pair of my panties on his doorknob and then have you come up and jizz into them. And then leave them on the doorknob. I'll go pick them up later. Is that how you hoped the night would end? Well, let me ask you then. What would you like me to do for you? Oh, really? Just come down there and have sex with you? Do you know how many men would like me to just come over and have sex with them tonight? Well, actually, I guess I don't know that either, but the point is, that offer is already open to me. Don't you have any imagination? Can't you surprise me at all? I feel like I'm bringing all the party to this party. Hey, don't worry. I'm just teasing you. It's not really your fault, is it? You're a guy with a hard dick. Hard over your little neighbor girl. Now I'm putting you on the spot, asking you to think and be creative. It's not fair, is it? Actually, you've been doing very well. Much better than yesterday. I'm mostly pleased. Well, I do feel a little bad for Kayla. That you don't remember her. I introduced you to everybody yesterday. She remembered you. You should. It's your loss. Anyway, I still have to think of an appropriate punishment for being rude to her. But right now, the test. Well, yeah. I need to put you through one last test. And if you pass, we'll figure out a way we can be really, really sweet to you. Ready? Go to your door. I had Kayla run down and leave a box outside. Go and get it. Bring it back to your bedroom and open it. Yeah, now. Okay. Sit down on the bed, facing the window, and look in the box. That thing you just picked up is a vibrator, of course. And also in the box, a couple of my scrunchies. Now, what I want you to do here is... Are you still hard? Good. Hold the vibrator against the underside of your dick. And use the scrunchies to hold it in place. You might have to loop them around twice to hold it nice and tight. Is it tight? Oh, God. Great. Now turn it on high. Just twist the base. I like how your head fell back. Feels good, doesn't it? Well, Kayla's eating me out. Oh, I didn't mention that. Kayla's my number one little pussy licker. I'm not sure. Fuck. I'm gay or not, but I know that Kayla... isn't. That's why I like making her do this. Now, what I want you to do is... don't touch your dick or the vibrator until I tell you. In fact, put both hands behind you. Oh, good. Now, you enjoy having sex with that piece of plastic while I have sex with Kayla. Looks like the vibrators keep you nice and hot. Heart. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I've gotta lay down. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Now suck my clit. Oh. Shit. Yeah. Oh, Kayla, fuck. Hey. Lonely boy, do you think that vibrator might just make you come? Really? Well, if it does, if you start to come, don't touch it, just let it. Just let it go. Speaking of coming, don't stop. Kayla, fuck yeah. I don't care if you can't breathe. I'll let you breathe. When you've made me come properly, that's it. Suck my clit. That's it. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Oh, right there. Use your tongue. Come on, you little slut. You like getting my juices all over your face. You just don't like to admit it. Oh, fuck. Oh, it makes me so hot to make you do this. Fuck, Kayla. That's it. Yeah. Suck on my clit like it's a dick. That's it. Show me your tongue work, baby. That's it. Oh, God, that feels good. More tongue. I said more tongue. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Oh, when you do, then you can stop. That's it. Between my thighs with her busy little tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's just like sin itself. Oh, such a good girl. Let's say you do exactly what I tell you. Good girl. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Stop using your hands, it's cheating. That's right. Drop it. Instead, use your nose more. Get your tongue right in there. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh. Oh, damn.
Stop when I tell you to stop. Come on, slut. Do it. Move that slut tongue for me. That's it. Oh, yeah. I taught you so well. You're so good with that tongue. Oh, you're just a champion pussy licker. Oh. Oh my God, that was awesome. My legs are shaking. How's our little man doing down there? Well, I'll just have to look. Oh God, I don't think I can stand. Oh yeah, you're still there. Hands behind your back. Good. Still hard? Free coming. Wow, you must be very horny. Yeah? I'm not. Not anymore. I know someone else who is, though. Come here, Kayla. I want to get you out of that underwear. Yeah, just stand there. Let me get this bra off you. You know, I think I told you this before, but she has the nicest tits of all my friends. They're not as big as mine, but they're just so perky, so bouncy. You should see them move. Put your hands on your head, Kayla. Jump up and down a little. Oh, God. She's gonna get me wet again. You don't know what you're missing down there. Okay. Stop bouncing, but keep your hands on your head. Best part is her nipples. They're so suckable. Kayla, keep your hands on your head. You always fight this at first, but you watch her foot down there and let me know if he seems to like listening to me sucking your nipples. Now the other one. Ooh, yeah. She's starting to squirm a little. She doesn't like standing here for me like this. But she can't help but get turned on. It's dark in here, but I do believe she's blushing. Let me check something. Oh, yeah. She's very wet. Your big dick could slide into her with no problem now. Should I finger bang you a little? Yeah? How's that? I have an idea. I'm gonna make her come while you listen. Now, Kayla, just stand there with your hands on your head and watch him. I'm just gonna kneel down here. Put your legs together, baby, so I can take these off. Good. Now spread your legs. Wider. Now this is a sweet, sweet smell. Don't look at me. Keep watching him. Make sure he behaves. You know how close I am down here. I'm sure you can feel my breath on your pubes. Now ask me for it. Come on. Ask me for what you... Open your eyes, Kayla. Watch him. Now ask me for what you want. I know what you want. Yeah. And I'm gonna do it. But I want to hear you admit it first. Ask me. How about I blow across it? Lick you? Is that it? I can do that. What's the matter? And is this what you wanted? I'm licking you. Along your pussy lips. Teasing your vaginal. What more could you want? If you want something more, you need to be more specific. Where would you want our new little boy toy to lick you? You told me you thought he was super cute. Look at your face. Was I not supposed to say that? Aw, I'm embarrassed. Stand still. Keep watching him. Now he's hearing you. Asking to be eaten. By the girl he wanted. The girl he ignored is getting what he wanted from the girl he wanted it from. He's the one fucking a piece of plastic and a couple of my scrunchies for us, so why are you embarrassed? So wet. So tell me, what do you want me to do to you? You want your little clit licked. Okay. Oh, sweetie, that's it.
That's what you wanted. Good girl. Good little slut. What? What's happening? Oh, yeah, there it goes. Don't touch anything down there. Just let it come. Keep your hands off. Ooh. Look at him coming. Amazeballs. Ooh. Oh. Oh. Do you think you're done? Then look out the window. Blow us a kiss. Half-hearted, but whatever. Okay, you can turn off the vibrator and take all that stuff off your dick. Just put it back in the box. Now don't worry about the mess. Just put it back in the box, pull up your boxers, and put the box outside your door. Then come back to the bedroom. Okay. How's that? Feel better? Disappointed? Why? We made you come. The big strong man didn't like the way two little girls made him come, did he? Well, it's better than not coming at all like last night, isn't it? That's what happens when you listen. Make me happy, and you come. And the happier I am, the better you get to come. So, should I call you again? There's lots more super pervy stuff we can do. I really do want to see your dick spew close up and personal sometime, but I also might want you to jizz up my panties outside the janitor's door. You never know. So, should I call you? Should I? Okay, but you know I'm gonna give you homework. Oh, good. Kayla's back. Well, she went to get the box. So anyway, I was trying to make Kayla come before you. And if you didn't come first, we were probably gonna have to go down there and make you come ourselves. But instead, you did lose control, and you splooched all over Kayla's mom's vibrator. So now we... we borrowed it. We don't have vibrators. We have boys. Ooh, look at that mess you made. Hey, maybe we won't clean it before we return it. Did you ever want to have sex with Kayla's mom? Because then, the next time she uses it, it'll be like you're having sex with her. Gross. Old people sex. Oh, stop. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I wanted Kayla to come first, but you were too quick. And poor Kayla never got her come. And you still have to apologize properly to her anyway for not remembering her. So, this is all working out nicely. As I said, if you want to play with us some more, I'm going to give you some more homework, but I think you like this one better, because you can stay in your bedroom. Your homework is to apologize to Kayla properly for not remembering her and for coming before she did. And if she likes your apology, she's going to let you eat her until she comes. Oh, look at that. She likes that idea. The only thing is, I'm kind of digging on the fact that you don't remember which girl she was. So you're going to do the whole thing blindfolded and naked. No, listen. This is how we do it. Go unlock your door, turn off your bedroom lights, take off your clothes. You got that? No, there's more. Take one of the dark pillowcases off the pillow and put it over your head and lay down on the bed. Kayla will go downstairs and come into your room. You'll know she's there because she'll get on the bed and put a blindfold on you over the pillowcase, just to make sure you don't see anything. But she won't say anything, so you won't even know her voice. Once the blindfold's on, you start your apology. If she doesn't like it, she'll just leave, and our games are over. And not just for tonight. Just over. But if she likes it, you'll know, because she'll lift the pillowcase enough to expose your mouth and nose. And then she'll straddle your face, and you eat her for all you're worth. Make sure she comes good if you want to hear from us again. She might want to do other things to you. Suck your dick. Fuck you. Whatever. Or she might leave. But no matter what, you keep the blindfold on until she's gone. What do you think? Well, I love this idea. I love that as you sit out by the pool, eyeing some too-young-for-you girl, or ride in the elevator with some young hottie with super suckable nips, you'll be thinking, is this her? And as you pass young girls in the hall, you can study their faces. Are they smiling a little bit, thinking about the time they totally drenched your face with their pussy juices? You can guess, but you won't know. If they strike up a conversation, or more likely, you try to hit on them, what'll you say? Are you going to play the big, confident man with all the money, knowing they might be remembering how you apologized to them, naked and blindfolded, just before they made you snarf down their Egg McMuff? Of course, you could introduce yourself, try to get their names, but if I were Kayla, I'd totally give you a fake, just to see you pretend that you're not a guy who jizzes all over himself when you hear a few filthy words from my pretty mouth. Because that's what you are becoming. One of my out-of-control spraying jizz fountains. Knowing all that, should I still send Kayla down for your apology / face-fucking? Great. I can't wait till she gets back up here and we can talk all night about what she did to you down there. Okay. Go unlock your door and get ready. She's coming. Warm up that tongue. Good night.